Nationwide, I Take Red, Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it. We guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must call now.
Superior Virility on Demand. You only need to take red once to see what all the fuss is about. Call immediately to participate in our free nationwide trial. Call 800-506-2734. 800-506-2734. Be one of thousands to proudly say, I take red. 800-506-2734.
Yeah, I don't have time for that. Walt Deptula Road Rage. Where to be CCP 105.5 The Roar. You know, Ramona, you know, our John Height bet me that a dozen Krispy Kreme donuts that his East Carolina Pirates were going to win six games this year. Now,
yeah, I remember that.
They lost their season opener to North Carolina A&T. Nice little team on their level.
I know.
Shouldn't be beating East Carolina. They play North Carolina this week in the Battle of the Hideous.
Uh-huh.
And North Carolina, as bad as North Carolina sucks, North Carolina is actually a 17-point favorite. That game is at East Carolina. And as crappy as North Carolina is, they're a 17-point favorite over East Carolina. I'm not exactly sure how, but they are. And that just tells you the plight of East Carolina. So just playing this out for a second. And John Height, I hope you're listening. you know, who on the schedule are you beating? I mean, I'm not sure.
He just wanted him to go to a bowl and now.
Well, I'm not sure what his plan was to get to six. I remember he suggested one. The plan started with beating North Carolina A&T. So already the plan has failed because they didn't beat North Carolina A&T.
Yeah, but, he was counting on that as one of the six.
Yeah, he was counting that as one of the six.
Yeah.
So he has to make up one. All right, so now he has to win six of these 11, all right? He has to win six of this group of 11 games at East Carolina. North Carolina, where they're a 17-point favorite. At Virginia Tech, where they're going to be a 30-point underdog. At South Florida, where they're going to be a 20-point underdog. Against Old Dominion at home, where they have a chance to win that one. At Temple, where they'll be an underdog. Versus Houston, where they'll be a double-digit underdog. Versus Central Florida, where they'll be a 30-point underdog. Versus Memphis, where they'll be a 25-point underdog. At Tulane, where they'll be a 15-point underdog. Versus UConn at home, where they have a chance there. And then at Cincinnati, where they'll be a double-digit underdog. I mean,
I like the Oreo cream donuts.
I mean, because in all honesty, you can't find more than two wins there. And that's what I said. I mean, like 2-10. I mean, that's assuming they beat UConn. That's a big assumption. I'm not sure they beat UConn. Yeah, John's dad is an East Carolina grad.
Yes.
Could be a long year. It'll be a long year. Hey. Let me give you Heights a tip. Don't bet on your Pirates.
It's a heart thing.
Okay. It's also a finance thing. Don't bet on your Pirates. Just, you know, no matter how much you think or you want to or you hope, drive a stake through Montgomery's heart. Daniel, how are you?
What is Hello, that? Walter. I'm sorry, I'm doing my head impersonation. So, I thought Clemson Nation should hear a little history leading up to our matchup this Saturday.
Okay.
About 9 months ago, Jimbo Fisher was on the phone with the AD at A&M. He goes, "You're going to pay me how much? Really? Is there a big watch there? Really? Son, throw away the Christmas tree." And then he gets there, he gets off the plane, he goes, "I'm happy to be here. Let's see the schedule. Who's the second game?" That is how tomorrow is going to go.
Yeah, I think
also,
I think it's pretty much right.
The last time East Carolina and North Carolina played, didn't they beat them like 73-41 or something like that?
Well, actually, in consecutive years, in consecutive seasons, East Carolina scored over 130 points in drubbing North Carolina twice. But that's when East Carolina didn't suck.
Oh, I didn't realize North Carolina was in the Big 12. Anyway,
they suck too. They apparently suck. They apparently suck less. 17 points less, according to Vegas.
All right. Well, the last question I want to ask you is: after the game Saturday, do you think the alumni and the boosters are going to walk out of the stadium going, "We're paying $70 million for this"?
Yes.
I'll let you answer that.
Thank you, Daniel. Yes, that's exactly what I think. I think that there will be a lot of A&M alum who start talking about the Florida State game against Virginia Tech after the Clemson game is over. Because I just don't see it. I don't see enough talent. I think the offensive line at Texas A&M is decent. So there's that. But I think Mond aims all his throws. He's a good athlete, but, you know, not Kyler Murray, all right? So, and Williams is a good runner, but if you can't control the line of scrimmage against Clemson, and really no one can, then how are you going to get him going? You know, Jimbo Fisher's going to try and utilize the tight end, but everybody knows that. You know, he basically doesn't utilize the wide receivers, and his wide receivers aren't any good. There's no Christian Kirk there anymore. You know, he's running the same pro-style stuff he ran before. I think 34 of the nose tackle is pretty good for A&M, but, you know, I heard the guy on with Kelly and Kwok the other day. I mean, that guy's as delusional as they come. I mean, you know, he's talking about how great they are on defense and how Jimbo Fisher ran Urban Meyer out of Florida. I'm like, I didn't even know who it was. I mean, I didn't hear the guy's name, but, I mean, we'll see what you think after the game. Good luck to you. Best of luck to you. Hey, let me tell you about my friends at Easy Lawn and Garden and the Husqvarna line of automatic robotic mowers. The principle comes straight out of nature. The principle, the grazing animal. Your grass is cut a little and often. It's amazing. See, the rest of us shock our grass. And so our grass always looks like crap. What happens here is, it cuts the most minute amount of grass constantly. And so your grass becomes thick, green, luxurious. You will be the envy of all of your neighbors. They will want to know what you're doing, especially because they're never going to see anybody in your yard. That's the best part of all. You're going to be sitting on your couch eating Krispy Kreme donuts, and your yard is going to look like something out of a magazine, while your neighbor's yards are out there sweating in the 90 degrees, and their yards are all brown and spotted and ugly, and you're eating donuts. That's how it works. Listen, it's an amazing concept. It's here. It's real. It works. This thing can go uphills, downhills, around objects. It takes itself back to the port when it runs low. The first month, you'll run it like constantly. It costs you like nothing to run. You will have a magazine quality lawn. That is the Husqvarna automatic robotic mower. Only from Easley Lawn and Garden. Listen, the Easley Lawn and Garden team will assist you with getting started. Basically works similar to a concept of a boundary fence. It's that type of deal. It's amazing. It has just taken over. Year one, there were 100,000 sales. Year two, there are 1 million. They're taking the U.S. by storm. Go see the incredible Husqvarna automatic mowers at Easley Lawn and Garden, your local Husqvarna dealer for nearly 40 years. Veteran and family owned and operated, 312 South Pendleton Street, Easley, online at easleylawn.com. By the way, I probably shouldn't tell you this, but here's another little secret. At Easley Lawn and Garden, they have special gas that will make your mowers and chainsaws run like they're magic. Gas that's not available anywhere else. You'll have to go talk to them about it. Let me get to Clemson Dad on the Northline Communication phone line. Clemson Dad, how are you?
Good, sir. How are you doing?
Good, Clemson Dad. Appreciate you getting in.
Yeah, I found out something cool today I didn't know. My daughter's BFF over there at college in Clemson. She went to high school with Mason Rudolph. I know you feel like he's kind of went downhill a little bit, but he did make the team. So that was kind of cool. They went to high school together.
Yep. Yeah, he's done all right so far. We'll see how it works out for him. I hope it works out for him.
Seems like a good guy. I'm pulling for him.
Yep.
I said yesterday Tiger would probably shoot even par today, and guess what happened?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, that's what I try and tell you. He can't play four rounds, so, you know. Yeah.
No big surprise. And his interview's like, well, I just didn't make any putts, but, you know. That's what you got to do, right?
Exactly right.
Right. And just changing the subject, and I'm going to give you two picks on the locals after this, but I don't know, just NBA, I know we're not talking about that, but I saw where Kevin Garnett suing his accountant because he let the wealth manager steal $77 million from him over many years. They don't say how many. But how do you not know that millions are disappearing over many years, Walt?
I don't know.
You know?
I have no idea. Must have felt like you were going through a bad streak. I don't have the foggiest idea.
I mean, that's a boatload of money, right?
Yeah, it seems that way.
And Banks, the guy that was the wealth manager, he's not suing him. He's suing the accountant that turned it over to the wealth manager. But that guy's sitting in jail for defrauding somebody. Tim Duncan. He stole millions from him. This guy Banks. So I just thought that was interesting.
I'd like to know how they chose those guys to begin with. I mean,
right. Yeah. That's a lot of money.
Yeah, it is a lot of money, unless you're Matt Ryan.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you get $150 for doing nothing,
yeah,
right?
For sucking out loud.
All right, here's my picks for tomorrow. All right. I know you're tight on time. I think the Gamecocks are actually going to squeak it out. My prediction is 34-31.
Okay.
You talked about the defenses being a little suspect, so I'm going to go with that. And if the weather holds out in Texas, I'm going to say Clemson wins a pretty close one on a wet field, 27-17.
I like it, Clemson Dad. Good job. How about that? It's pretty reasonable picks there, too, Ramona. Ahmad is back. Ahmad, how you doing?
Hey, Walt, how you doing? Thank you for taking my call.
Good, Ahmad. Appreciate you getting back with us.
Yes, no problem. I just wanted to talk about the South Carolina-Georgia game and get in, call my shot, yep, as you say, and stuff. I actually have a lot, but I'm going to try to go real fast and stuff because I know you're up against
you're
it.
Good.
But,
you're good.
I'm going to say that I was really impressed with the aggressive offensive nature that McClendon brought to that side of the ball. I thought they had a good balance. And I think they'll need that again to come out of this game. I like it that it's the second game of the season for them because I think that benefits them more than Georgia. Georgia's a young team, but a team that has played in big games before. And the last thing you want to give a team like that is time to get games under their belt so that by the time if they played them halfway through the season, they would be a totally different team. See Auburn 2010 in the South Carolina for South Carolina in that respect.
Right.
So I like them earlier than later. But to me, the big thing is Jake Bentley. It's Jake Bentley's time to emerge. He can't really have any excuses. You know, the offensive scheme doesn't fit him, this, that. He has to have a big game. He has to have a coming-out party and deliver in a big-time game. He's come up short against Georgia and Clemson, and it's his third year in the season in the system. Well, not in the system, but in the program, so it's his time to put up. I also think that Georgia's going to try to come out and hit South Carolina in the mouth. I think that they're going to try to do the same thing that Virginia Tech did to FSU and Miami had done to them. Well, they played Miami, but Virginia Tech did, and Michigan had happened to them by Notre Dame. So I think South Carolina's going to have to answer the call and come out and hit them back and answer shot for shot. But I like the fact that nobody's really talking about one of South Carolina's weapons, that everybody's focusing on Deebo Samuel, which they should, but I think they should also take advantage of Shai Smith. I think he has been kind of under the radar, and this could be a big game for him if Jake Bentley is able to get the ball out to him. The guy, if I'm not mistaken, has a freak stat that he hasn't dropped a pass yet at USC, you know, he had that big catch against Michigan on that post. I think it was a post. So I think if they try to bracket Deebo or try to hold him in the wraps, I think Shai Smith could be the deciding factor on that side of the ball for them.
Well, look, there are a lot of good receivers in this game on both sides. I mean, I think both sides have real receiving talent, and I think both sides have competent quarterback play, and I think South Carolina is going to be able to run the ball a little bit against this Georgia defense, which will keep them honest. I mean, I'm expecting a very competitive, close, relatively high-scoring game.
Yeah, South Carolina's going to have to keep their foot on the gas. They're going to have to keep scoring points. They're going to have to be aggressive. You know, I liked the taste that they were heading towards the right direction in terms of their offensive identity was when they took a timeout at the end of the near the end of the first half and made a point to actually get the ball back and try to score. And I thought that was a big tell because you never seen that before with the South Carolina team. Usually they would squat on the ball if they were playing like that at the end of the half. But Will Muschamp made a concerted effort to get the ball back, drive down the field, and score. I'm also interested in seeing what kind of identity Dan Warner puts on this offense for South Carolina. I think you're going to see a lot more of his influence in this game than you did with the last game. And I got a final prediction. I'm going to say it's going to be a shootout. I'm going to say 38-31, South Carolina.
I like it, Ahmad.
We'll have to see.
Call me back Monday. We'll see how it goes.
I will.
Thank you, Ahmad. Good job. A couple things. Let me tell you about my friends at Gilstrap Roofing. They helped Ramona. It was pouring out here earlier. When the question is who'll stop the rain, the answer is always Gilstrap. It's been Gilstrap for 80 years. That's all they do. For over 30 years, they've maintained an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. That means that everybody who's going to them has come away happy. And you have heard the unsolicited testimony from dozens of listeners who have had occasion to use Gilstrap, and they all loved them. And, you know, listen, take advantage of that free storm damage assessment. If there's no issue, that's what they'll tell you. If there's something wrong, get it fixed before your stuff gets damaged. The only area of your home you don't visit regularly is your roof. You even visit your crawl space, maybe not often, but you visit it. You don't visit your roof at all. You sit there and cross your fingers and hope nothing goes wrong. Stop playing that Russian roulette. Call Gilstrap Roofing. Let them check it out. 269-1232. 269-1232. Also, before we get a break, let me tell you about George Coleman Ford. For 90 years, my friends at George Coleman Ford have been doing it the right way. You know, Rona, they had some incredible deals when I was out there that expired on the 4th, but they have a whole new set of them now. And I you're going to have to check them out. I mean, I did some spots for them the other day, which identified some of them. But quite honestly, I just don't remember them off the top of my head. But the type of thing you can get is when I was there, they had a brand new F-150 4x4 that was 10,000 below sticker and had 0% financing for 60 months. Both, not or, both. That's unheard of. That's George Coleman Ford. Now, again, that deal expired on the 4th, but they have a whole new set of deals right now, some of which you hear airing on the station. Don't snooze. These prices can't last forever. This is George Coleman Ford. For 90 years, they have been treating people the right way. Go read the reviews. I encourage you to. Google, Yelp, any of them. They're all 5 stars. People talk about how great, how well they're treated, how special they're made to feel. All these things. That's why someone stays in business 90 years. Go see Greg Coleman and his incredible staff. It's George Coleman Ford. Cars cost less than travelers rest. Fact. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage, quick break. College football talk continues on the other side.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson, Clemson's first condo hotel. Now under construction, Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting from the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want, and rent it when you're away. It's that easy. With top-notch amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage services, and lake access, Lakeside Lodge will provide the ultimate Clemson experience. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Come see me at our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesday.
Love driving again and enjoy no payments for up to 90 days at State Credit Union. And with rates as low as 1.99% APR on new cars, now is the perfect time to buy. Plus, applying for your new car loan is fast and easy. Call, click, or stop by any of the 20 statewide branches of State Credit Union today. Learn more online at scscu.com. That's scscu.com. State Credit Union, taking members where they want to go. Certain terms and conditions apply. Rates, conditions, and programs are subject to change without notice. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the...
It's a great time to buy a new car, and the best place to shop for one is Walhalla's Ford dealer, Edwards Auto Sales. In business for over 50 years, you'll find a great selection of new and certified pre-owned Fords, plus lots of local trade-ins. The Edwards family believes in customer service and was voted Oconee's best new car dealer for the fifth year in a row in 2016. For the best price, best service, and the best car buying experience, go see Edwards Auto Sales, Highway 28 in Walhalla.
Hey, sports fans. Football season is here, and it's time to get in on the action. MyBookie is the industry-leading sports action website that offers real Vegas odds on football, baseball, and all your favorite sporting events. You can take side, the total, or player props. MyBookie lets you play online and win big. Did the game kick off already? Don't sweat it. MyBookie has in-game live action on all major sporting events. Go to MyBookie to open an account and start winning. Use promo code CHAMPION when you sign up to be entered into their $1 million prize pool. Get into the action and visit MyBookie today. Call 844-866-2387. MyBookie. Call 844-866-2387. Or visit MyBookie and sign up today. No deposit necessary. Terms and conditions apply. For entertainment purposes only. Void where prohibited.
Be the hottest tiger at your tailgate party when you go by Urban Nirvana. The best stylists, the best products make you look your best with ease. And guys, with all your honey buddy does, kids, school, work, why not surprise her with an Urban Nirvana gift certificate? It's so simple. Log on to urbannirvana.com, make your purchase, and print your gift certificate from your computer. So easy and so worth it. Look and feel like a tiger with Urban Nirvana. At MacBee Station and the shops at Green Ridge. Online at urbannirvana.com.
Clemson is a very special place. It is where championships are won and leaders are developed. It is where alumni like Friar Dixon have opened their doors to take care of customers. Friar Dixon Allstate is in the heart of Clemson, providing a comprehensive line of insurance for you and your family. He is a third-generation insurance professional and a proud Tiger. See Friar Dixon Allstate at 405 College Avenue next to Mayberry's. Allstate, are you in good hands? Subject to terms, conditions, and availability.
It's your wiener. Do what you want with it. We're talking hot dogs, burgers, and more with over 100 free toppings to choose from. Everyday lunch specials from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Two all-beef wieners with fries, a fresh hand-pattied burger with fries, or hand-battered chicken tenders with fries for $5.99. Nothing frozen, always fresh. Visit it's the letter U, the letter R, wiener.com. It's your wiener. Do what you want with it. 101 Keith Street, downtown Clemson. Go Tigers!
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
Well, you're lucky to be so popular.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Sometimes I feel I am getting kind of low. Thoughts I am thinking are the reason. So I try to remember without talking to myself.
A little Guitar Army on a Friday, on a football Friday. Hey, listen, before we get going here.
Welcome to Moe's!
Welcome to Moe's, indeed. Every Monday at Moe's for $6.99, you get a burrito, chips, salsa, and a drink. I mean, that's insanity. $6.99. burrito chips, sauce, and a drink on a Moe's Monday. And they scream that to you when you walk in. I mean, you're feeling like crap. You know, it's a Monday. You're dragging. You walk in. They yell to you, hey, man, welcome to Moe's. And then suddenly you feel better about yourself. And then for $6.99, you get that Moe Monday deal. And now you feel a lot better about yourself. Look, it's unbelievable. 20-plus fresh ingredients, salsa made in-house, football season's here. What better way than to let Moe's cater your tailgate? Grass-fed steaks, stacks, burrito bowls, 11 upstate locations and growing. That is Moe's. Get to one today.
Welcome to Moe's!
Is that the name that this individual's going by?
No, okay, I have to get that. Okay. I have to do most.
All right, you get that. All right, I want to get to the games and the pick'em contest as well. And we started out on it. We had just touched on it with Kwok, and then we started going over it again. And how far did we get? I think I covered Houston, Arizona. Northwestern and Duke. I went with Duke, and the reason is because, as I said early in the show, Wayne Ellington. Every time Wayne Ellington played Clemson, his eyes lit up and he torched Clemson. And I think Daniel Jones may have a similar relationship with Northwestern. You know, if you go back and you look at that game from a year ago, it wasn't that Duke killed him. It was that Daniel Jones killed him. I mean, Daniel Jones had his career game against Northwestern. He threw for 300. He ran for 100. That tells me that Northwestern has an issue with defending Daniel Jones and maybe Cutcliffe's offense. And I just think that Duke shows them some things that they don't see in the Big Ten on an everyday basis. And I think Daniel Jones, when he sees Northwestern, to him, that's the team he had his career game against. And I think you carry that confidence with you. And I think Daniel Jones needs that. I think he needs that. But this is a team he thinks he owns. And I think that's why Duke will go out there and win. I also think that, you know, Northwestern scored some points last week, but they did so against a pretty inept Purdue defense that had basically lost a ton of pieces from last year. That's not what Northwestern's going to face this week. This Duke defense is legitimate. They were 20th in the nation last year. They basically have everybody back, and I pretty much think they'll stone Northwestern. Clayton Thorson played really poorly against Duke last year, and I think that'll continue because just as Daniel Jones is confident in going against Northwestern, I don't think Clayton Thorson's at all confident going against the Duke defense. I think this is a game Duke's going to win flat out, and I feel pretty comfortable in saying that. I think that they win the game. We'll get to the rest of the game. So let me get Angry Lawyer in here. Angry Lawyer.
Walt, how are you?
Good, Angry Lawyer. I appreciate you coming out last night. Good seeing you again. And you were in fine form last night.
Oh, well, I appreciate that, I guess. I did get home safe.
Good.
I was going to text you to let you know I got home safe with one headlight, but yes.
That's good that Angry Lawyer
Angry Lawyer
gets home safe.
He drives with one headlight, Ramona. Both his truck and his car each have one headlight.
I just got behind somebody that looked like they were from Malden on 385. I just got 10 feet behind him. They led me in like Burt Reynolds did, smoking. Oh.
Guy has like millions of dollars in the bank. He's driving two vehicles with one headlight.
Well, at least take the one headlight and put it in the other car and don't drive the one.
You know what his buddy told me? They say he has every dollar he ever made. They say he has stacks of checks. Stacks of checks from clients that he just keeps in his drawer.
Oh, my gosh.
He doesn't even cash.
Oh, my gosh.
But he's driving around with one headlight vehicles.
Yeah, maybe you ought to cash a couple of those and get some safety car.
That's right. Yeah, cash a small one. Go get yourself a damn headlight.
Yeah, not that much.
Oh, I was calling for two things. The first one is I'm a Carolina fan, you know.
Yeah.
I have absolutely no confidence in my Gamecocks. Georgia looks strong. And if Carolina wins, I'll donate $100 to the charity of Ramona's choice.
How about that?
Ah, thank you.
Cash one of those checks.
Because, and the other thing is, no, real quick.
R-A-M-O-N-A. Help.
You pay your orthopedist to fix your ankle.
My charity is R-A-M-O-N-A. Help. That's priceless.
The biggest reason I was just calling is I just want to tell you listeners, if y'all ain't gone out to see Walt at Road Rage, on Twin Peaks. I took my buddy out there. We had the greatest time, and after Walt gets done, he sits down with you and imparts his knowledge on you, kids you. The other callers were out there. I met a bunch of great people. Walt's going to get his grass cut by somebody in a bikini next week.
It's pretty funny.
It's something else, but you guys have a great weekend.
Thank you, Angry Lawyer. Thank you, Angry Lawyer. Let me get John in here quickly. John, how are you?
Pretty good, Walt. How you doing?
Good, John. Appreciate you getting in.
Hey, I'm just not ready to get on that Gamecock bandwagon yet. Until they start beating teams, and I'm not talking like the Citadel. I mean like Kentucky and the teams that they're supposed to beat. I just can't see them beating Georgia. I'm 38-20, and the fourth quarter, the stands will be about empty.
All right. That's one of the first sort of blowout predictions we've had, I think.
Well, I mean, I feel like there'll be a couple of turnovers, and I think that they're not going to be able to overcome the turnovers.
That may happen. I mean, you know, of course, the history in that building is that Georgia sometimes turns the ball over there.
Yeah, I mean, it could be an evenly matched turnover game. I just think that, you know, Swift's going to run the ball. He's going to have over 100 yards. And it's going to be a 17-18 point game.
Well, one thing I will say, Georgia really didn't press the issue of running last week, and I think that was by design. So I think you are going to see Georgia come in and try and take over the line of scrimmage and try and run the ball right at South Carolina and see whether South Carolina can stand up to that offensive line. Muschamp warned earlier that this team has to play with good pad level against that offensive line. We'll see if they do.
Yeah, I think they've cleaned up a lot of stuff that they used to do. I don't think they'll be going for it on fourth down at the 30-yard line, you know, with yards to go. I think they're past a lot of that stuff. So they've improved, but I just don't think they're going to be able to stay with Georgia.
All right, John, good job. I appreciate the call. You know, that's sort of the first blowout prediction we've had on the game. All right, Ramon, I want to get back to these you pick 'em games. By the way, on that Duke Northwestern thing, only four people picked Duke. I'm surprised by that. And I'm really surprised that Brad Sinkov was one of them because he's like Mr. Northwestern. He picks Northwestern every week. But he's right. Duke is going to win this game in my estimation. Georgia Tech in South Florida. You know, the guy on the South Florida website is picking South Florida to beat Georgia Tech 45-21 because he's singing the praises of Blake Barnett, the former five-star quarterback at Alabama, talking about how he's just glorious and he's God's gift to football and how there's not a throw he can't make and now he's going to rip the Georgia Tech secondary apart. You know, good luck with that plan. I mean, we'll see. He's like a cast off, and I think you may be overrating his ability. If you think you're better, and this guy actually thinks so, he actually thinks they're better at that position than they were a year ago. Good luck. I mean, I don't see that. I think that the loss of Sanat, their nose tackle, is going to be a big deal against Georgia Tech. And I don't really think they have any idea what's headed their way. We'll see. And the You Pick 'em contest, what did we have? We had 13 out of 16 people chose Georgia Tech. Kelly Gramlich took South Florida. Matt Connolly took South Florida. And Will Vandevort took South Florida. You know, we'll see. I mean, you know, we didn't learn much about Georgia Tech last week, but I will tell you this. They have three really good B-backs. And the last time they had two really good B-backs, they won the Orange Bowl. And they have three now. And this kid, Pontius Mason, is a star in waiting. A star. Mark it down. He's behind Kervante Benson in theory, although he started last week because Benson was suspended for the first quarter for something. But it's going to be hard to keep him off the field. And Benson's really good at that spot. So I think they feel pretty good about their talent. Now, you know, Taquan Marshall's got to be able to balance out that offense a little bit. We shall see. Iowa and Iowa State, this is the the most shocking game of the contest to me, in that I was the only one who took Iowa State. And quite honestly, I just think they're the better team. And I think they'll win the game. I think they have the wrong team favored. I think Iowa is a methodical, what you see is what you get team. And I just don't think they're that good. I think Stanley is a serviceable quarterback. But look, Iowa State proved they were road warriors last year when they went on the road and won at places like Norman, Oklahoma. And they proved all year they could play on the road. I don't think going to Iowa is going to prove too big for them. The other thing is this. I mean, Iowa State gave that game away last year. They were blowing out Iowa, and they gave it away. I think Iowa won 44-42 or something like that in comeback fashion. I think Iowa State feels they owe them one and have waited a year to deliver it. The only issue that I have with Iowa State is that they didn't get to play last week. That game was canceled. This is Iowa's second game, and I think they have an inherent advantage there. But again, these two teams are very comparable, and the thing is, if I were to ask you who are Iowa's three best players last year, the answers again are Wadley, the running back, Josie Jewell, the middle linebacker, and Josh Jackson, the cornerback. Okay, well, those three guys are gone. Those are Iowa's three best players. It's inarguable if you know the game. Okay, so if I have two teams that are relatively equal and one of them basically has most of their best players back and the other lost their absolute three best players, who are you taking? I think Iowa State's going to win the game. We shall see. And I feel pretty confident about that. I think they're going to go there, and I think they're going to prove themselves the better team. We'll continue this on the other side. Also, the road rage guarantees still to come. The road rage pick, so no worries, degenerates. That's headed your way on the other side. Quickly, let me tell you about First Class Halt. Halt's an acronym, stands for Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota. No one does it better. Every Wednesday, you can get in on the wheel deal with Walt at Halt. That's me. That's right. First Class Halt's partnering with me to give our listeners exclusive discounts on Wednesdays. You need to call ahead, set up your appointment. Only the first 8 people who make appointments that drive a Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota and say they want the Walt wheel deal, get in on it. You get a brake inspection, a balancing of your tires, four-wheel alignment check, all for just $19.99. And the biggest thing out of all this is you get introduced to Mark and his staff, and they get introduced to you, and you find out what you've been missing. Because, trust me, if you own one of these vehicles, you need your vehicle serviced at Halt. They drive them. They service them all day. They drive them home at night. They know these vehicles inside and out. Do yourself a favor. Put Mark and his team on your side. I promise you will thank me later. This is the number to call to set up your Wednesday Walt Wheel Deal appointment. 864-260-9600. This is the Anderson location of First Class Halt, 4135 Clemson Boulevard. 864-260-9600. 864-260-9600. We'll be back and continue with the football breakdowns.
It's football season, and emotions run high and hot, and it ain't all about the love. Embrace the hate and let it fly with the Hater Hotline. The Hater Hotline is open 24-7. Call the Hater Hotline, 864-986-6049. Then listen up during Out of Bounds every Monday for the Great of the Hate. The Hater Hotline, only on 105.5 The Roar. Sponsored by Bennett Equipment. If you need to rent it from Bennett.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
Hey, sports fans, football season is here, and it's time to get in on the action. MyBookie is the industry-leading sports action website that offers real Vegas odds on football, baseball, and all your favorite sporting events. You can take side, the total, or player props. MyBookie lets you play online and win big. Did the game kick off already? Don't sweat it. MyBookie has in-game live action on all major sporting events. Go to MyBookie to open an account and start winning. Use promo code CHAMPION when you sign up to be entered into their $1 million prize pool. Get into the action and visit MyBookie today. Call 844-866-2387. MyBookie. Call 844-866-2387. Or visit MyBookie and sign up today. No deposit necessary. Terms and conditions apply. For entertainment purposes only. Void where prohibited.
Each week, you have a chance as a Roar listener to help choose the high school game of the week in the Friar-Dixon All-State Poll. Go to WCCPFM.com and vote for the matchup you want us to carry. Brought to you by Clemson alum Friar-Dixon, All-State agent in Clemson.
Anytime is a great time to buy jewelry from Reed's Jewelers in Haywood Mall. Whether it's a diamond for her, a watch for him, or maybe something special for an upcoming graduate. No matter the occasion, Reed's will dazzle you. Endorsed by Roar listeners like Zeke.
I'm calling in for one of your sponsors, man. Wally over there, Reed's Jewelers. Go check him out. They'll get you what you need. If not, he'll find it, and he will definitely take care of you.
Zeke loves Reed's Jewelers. You will as well. Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall next to Belk. Online at Reed's.com.
It's almost time for the most breathtaking entrance in college football as they run down the hill and the band strikes up Tiger Rag. While you make your plans for another exciting football season with the Tigers, where will you be parking your RV or motorhome this year? How about the brand new Clemson RV park at the Grove? All sites are paved and include full hookup with water, sewer, and 50-amp electrical service. Clemson RV Park at the Grove is a full-service campground just 4 miles from Death Valley with easy access from exits 14 and 19 off I-85. They're golf cart friendly, level sites, and the owners are all seasoned tailgating fans just like you. At just $235 a weekend, these premier sites won't last long. So call Clemson RV Park at the Grove right now at 864-228-2858. You want to be all in at the Clemson RV Park at the Grove? Online at clemsonrv.com.
It's auction time. Saturday, September 8th, Johnny King Auctioneers returns to Anderson, South Carolina at 115 Old Denver Road, selling farm and construction equipment, vehicles, tools, and so much more. A preview will be Friday, September 7th from noon until 5 p.m. Anybody can buy or sell. If you wish to sell, call 554-0929. Visit jkauctions.com for all auction info. That's Johnny King Auctioneers, bringing buyers and sellers together in Anderson on Saturday, September 8th. Go Tigers!
No one's better than Walt Deptula. Just ask him. It's Road Rage on 105.5 The Roar.
Is this a practical joke?
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
This is it, peeps. Lots to get to. Let me tell you about Carson's Steakhouse and Salute. Carson's is your place for a quick lunch, celebrating a special occasion, or if you just want a great dinner. How about this, Ramona? Hand-cut steaks from their in-house butcher. Fresh baked yeast rolls. Hey, you know what? Bread, rolls, pasta. I'm all over any of that stuff. All carbs. Give you carbs, man. Grilled teriyaki salmon, fresh strawberry shortcake. Oh, yeah. Double fried chicken wings, open every day. Happy hour Monday through Saturday, 4 to 8. Discounted appetizers, beer, wine, and cocktails. Try the golden fried catfish sandwich. I must have that. Filet mignon or smoked ribs. Carson's is also accepting reservations in their large private dining room for social and corporate events, family or school reunions. Book your reservation today. They handle the rest. View their full menu online, carsonsteakwarehouse.net. Call them, tell them I sent you. 226-9400. Make your reservation. 226-9400, Carson's Steak Warehouse. All right, Ramona, back to the You Pick 'em games. And just to clarify, you had Mississippi State, Houston, and you had Northwestern.
Yes, I did.
Okay, and you also had Georgia Tech. You had Iowa, as everybody else did except me. And then in the Nebraska-Colorado game, you went a little off the reservation here. And you
did
took,
I put Colorado?
You did.
Okay, because that's like I almost took Nebraska, and then for some reason I thought something bad about Nebraska. I don't know what, but I took Colorado.
Well, I can tell you one bad thing about
Nebraska. About Nebraska what?
If you look back at the close of their season last year,
yeah.
I think they allowed 50 points or more in three consecutive games and like 4 of 5 or something like
okay.
that. Their defense stopped absolutely nobody. And the Nebraska Good. Defense was very much like the East Carolina defense. I mean, they were non-existent. Now they have some weapons and Stanley Morgan and et cetera. And I think Adrian Martinez is going to be a fine quarterback for them. And Colorado was susceptible to a dual threat quarterback. Khalil Tate rushed for like 300 yards against him. And so that concerns me. It concerns me that they couldn't handle Khalil Tate. Maybe they can't handle Martinez and his ability with his legs. But look, I have expressed numerous times that I think Steven Montez has a chance to be an NFL quarterback. He's 6'5". He's extremely athletic. I know they only played Colorado State, but he went 22 of 25 for 300 yards. The ball hardly touched the ground. And he is really athletic as well. And quite honestly, this is Scott Frost's first game as coach of Nebraska. Even though I think Scott Frost is going to do a great job, I don't think he's responsible for what he's been left. And I think he'll make somewhat of an impact at the start, but I'm just not sure it's enough. I think Colorado actually may be the better team here, and I tend to think they're going to win this game. And so I believe in Steven Montez, and I just don't think you can fix Nebraska, a lot like Florida State, with a magic wand. I mean, they, again, look at what they did defensively in the second half of last year is an abomination. And then there was Minnesota and Fresno State, Ramona, and you took Fresno State. You went another underdog.
I know. I did that one, too. I don't, what was that? Okay. Yeah, I took Fresno State. I looked on your 50 list for that, too.
Oh, well,
and
good.
And decided that the other one wasn't even on there.
Yeah, I think Fresno State's like just the better team. I think they're the better team, and I think they'll win the game. I mean, and quite honestly, I'm not sure it's going to be that close. In fact, Ramona, pull up the Vegas Insider lines for me, because for some reason I don't have that game on my sheet. And give me the cumulative number on Minnesota over Fresno State. I think they're like a...
I can't just use what I've written on here that was yesterday's thing.
Well, what is it?
Wait a minute. That's week one.
No,
Fresno State two. It was Minnesota 2.5.
I think that's what it is. So we'll go.
We'll use that because I'm kind of busy.
Yeah,
right here.
We will go with that. Yeah, we don't want to interrupt you. Whatever absurd thing you're doing. Georgia and South Carolina. 15 out of 16 people took Georgia.
Yeah,
Lee Clark took South Carolina.
I think I took Georgia too.
You did. And by the way, you took Fresno State, so I think you'll be on the right side of that because you mentioned that you took it off my list. And 16 out of 16 picked Clemson, not surprisingly, and. And 13 out of 16 took Stanford. You know, Stanford got crushed by USC twice last year. But I think Stanford's a little better and USC's clearly a little worse. I mean, I think JT Daniels is very Sam Darnold-like, but he's Sam Darnold from 4 years ago. and there are growing pains associated there. There's no Ronald Jones. You lose your top quarterback, top running back, top receiver. And Stanford's basically status quo. So if Stanford can't handle you now, they're never going to. All right, Ramona, it is time then for the Road Rage pick segment. Now, before we get to actually hitting the music, on July 13th, I offered 7 Road Rage guarantees based on the spreads then, because I anticipated the numbers were in my favor then and that they would go against me moving forward. There are only 3 of those games are being played this weekend. The rest, strangely enough, are spread out all over, and we'll give them out on a week-by-week basis as applicable. But, Ramona, give me the 3 that we predicted way back then.
Oh, you want me to tell you what they are?
No, I want you to play it.
Okay, the first one is Penn State versus Pitt.
What about this one? Penn State minus 13 at Pitt.
I like Pitt.
I gave that out yesterday.
I think it's too many points. You know, first of all, I like Kenny Pickett. At the end of last year, I was warning about Kenny
okay.
Pickett.
All right,
it's enough. These are road range guarantees at the time. I gave out Pitt plus 13. That number's now down to like 8. So your play was Pitt plus 13. It was a road range guarantee back then. I don't have time to play all the explanation and the rest of it. Go ahead. Give me the next one.
South Carolina versus Georgia.
Georgia minus 14.5 in Columbia at South Carolina.
I like South Carolina. I think that's too many points.
I did too.
The history of this series in the last 10 years is close. I think Georgia has a lot of turnover from last year's national championship.
Okay, again, I don't have time for it. But I gave out South Carolina at 14.5, and then there was one more that was applicable.
Stanford minus 4 against USC at home.
That game's at Stanford?
That game is at Stanford.
I like Stanford in that game. I'm taking that too, Ramon. I'm taking Stanford and laying that 4. I
thought it was a misprint. I thought he was missing a 1 in front of the 4.
Yeah, I don't like this USC team. Okay. I think the
All right. So that's it. Those were the 3 games that are played this weekend that I gave out on July 13th. It was actually Kwok reading out the numbers, and they were all road rage guarantees, and we have that on tape too. So those were your 3 plays from then. I'm taking those games just as they were with those numbers. I'm not taking these numbers now. That's why I gave them out then. South Carolina plus 14.5, Pittsburgh plus 13, and Stanford minus 4. So those were 3 plays from July 13th. Again, you heard the audio evidence of it there. So you have those 3 plays. In addition, you have these. Hit it.
Never fear, degenerates. The pick segment has arrived. Walt once again will slaughter Las Vegas, and you are the beneficiaries. Money, 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 money. For entertainment purposes only, of course. Walt's Picks on Road Rage. We are WCCP. 105.5 The Roar.
You can tell everybody, yeah, you can tell everybody, go ahead and tell everybody, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man.
All right. From the top, you're already given 3 road rage guarantees on July 13th. In addition to those, I am taking Michigan and Western Michigan to go over 56.5. Michigan and Western Michigan to go over 56.5. I am taking Purdue minus 16.5 against Eastern Michigan. It's like a mortal lock. Eastern Michigan sucks again, and Purdue is looking to take it out on somebody. Rondale Moore is going to kill them. By the way, Ramona, Rondale Moore listed on something the other day as the number one freshman of the country now after his performance. No one knew who he was. He even said that. Said no one knew who. It's an ESPN piece. Says no one knew who he was, but now he's the number one. Oh, yeah, someone knew. Someone new. I'm taking Florida Atlantic, the Fighting Lane Kiffins minus 9 against Air Force. I think they bounce back. I generally don't like teams off of their first loss, but I think Florida Atlantic just has too much speed and too many athletes for Air Force, and I think that will show. And I think they're going to be angry, and I think they're going to run up the score. Because, you know, that's sort of who Lane is. I'm taking Utah State against New Mexico State, laying the 24. It's a big number, but it's a road rage guarantee. Utah State minus the 24 against New Mexico State. I think they win 55-7, something like that. I'm taking Navy plus the 6.5 against Memphis. Navy plus the, I know they got destroyed by Hawaii. I know that. But they're going home. They played Memphis in a 3-point game at Memphis last year. I think they may upset Memphis. I'm taking Navy. Memphis doesn't have Anthony Miller anymore. I think they're okay at quarterback with White, but there's no Anthony Miller. Give me Navy plus the 6.5 to perhaps upset Memphis. That's a road rage guarantee. Give me Fresno State plus the 2.5 against Minnesota. I think they're the better team. I think they win the game outright. Fresno State plus the 2.5 against Minnesota. Give me Colorado plus the 4 against Nebraska for reasons I've already expressed. I think Colorado is the better team, and I think Montez is ready to win now. I'm taking Iowa State plus the 4 against Iowa, again, for reasons I've already expressed. I think Iowa State is the better football team. It's just that simple. And they have no fear of the road, as they demonstrated aptly all last year. So why are they going to be afraid to go to Kinnick? I mean, when you go to Norman, Oklahoma, and win, you're not afraid of Kinnick. Kinnick, it may cause problems for other people. I don't think it's going to pose problems for Iowa State. And as I indicated, Iowa State is down their 3 best players from last year. No Wadley, no Josie Jewell, no Josh Jackson. Those were, without a doubt, their three best players. Okay, Iowa State has all their best players. And that game was dead even last year. And the truth is, Iowa State dominated it and fell asleep. I think it's payback. I think it's revenge. I think Iowa State goes to Iowa City and wins that game. I'm taking Clemson, minus 12. I just think Clemson's better than A&M. When I look at A&M and I ask myself, how many of those guys could start for Clemson? Not many. I mean, really not many. I like 34, the nose, but he wouldn't start at Clemson. You know, I think Williams is a nice back, but he wouldn't start at Clemson. And there's just not enough talent there. Not enough ability. I'm taking Clemson minus the 12. I'm taking Missouri minus the 19.5 against Wyoming. Missouri's going to score 50-plus points. So to cover this game, Wyoming's going to have to score in the 30s, and they're not capable of scoring in the 30s. They don't have enough offense for that. I mean, they couldn't handle Washington State starting a new quarterback home. Missouri is a known commodity offensively. Locke and company are going to rip up Wyoming. And finally, I'm taking BYU minus the 3 against Cal. You know, I warned before the Arizona game that I thought BYU had a real chance to win that game. I have no idea. I forgot to give that game out as a spread last week. Why, I don't know. Because I talked about it all week, how I thought they could win the game, and then I didn't give it out plus 10. It was a brain cramp or something. In any case, I'm taking BYU minus 3 as your last road rage guarantee. I think Georgia beats South Carolina in a really close game, like 35-31, and I think Clemson takes care of Texas A&M like 35-14. That's it. I'll see you Monday.
From the Priority One Security Studios, we are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville. 105.5, The Roar.
Whether you're looking for a rewarding career in healthcare, business, public service, manufacturing, or HVAC, Tri-County Technical College can put you on the pathway to success quickly. With campuses in Pendleton, Anderson, Easley, and Oconee, Tri-County Tech has the school and the location to make learning easier. Check out their website, tctc.edu, and get the answers for enrollment, academics, and so much more. Affordable education with limitless possibilities at Tri-County Technical College.
Want to make a difference in our community but don't know how? Now's your chance to make money while helping others at BioTest Plasma Center Clemson. That's right, extra money in your pocket. New donors can earn $50 on each of their first 5 donations. Repeat donors earn up to $310 a month. Walk-ins welcome. Need a ride? BioTest is 5 minutes from campus and on the cat bus route. Become a superhero and save lives. Schedule your appointment and get more info at BioTestPlasma.com. BioTestPlasma.com.
Take Cover Boat, RV, and Camper Storage, conveniently located at the south end of Lake Kiwi in Seneca. Over 200,000 square feet of indoor climate-controlled storage. Their facility has a state-of-the-art security system with 48 cameras. No long-term contracts required. Take Cover also offers exclusive virtual marina services, including dockside delivery and pickup. Visit TakeCoverBoatAndRV.com for more information or call Blake Jones at 608-9270 today.
Be the hottest tiger at your tailgate party when you go by Urban Nirvana. The best stylists, the best products make you look your best with ease. And guys, with all your honey bunny does, kids, school, work, why not surprise her with an Urban Nirvana gift certificate? It's so simple. Log on to urbannirvana.com, make your purchase, and print your gift certificate from your computer. So easy and so worth it. Look and feel like a tiger with Urban Nirvana. At MacBee Station and the shops at Green Ridge. Online at urbannirvana.com.
For the Tri-County Tech High School Football Game of the Week, exclusively on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. And now for the pregame warm-up, William Quackenbush and Donnell Clark.
And welcome, everybody. Glad to have you with us here at Singleton Field in Pickens County here in central South Carolina. It is a 5A and 4A matchup as the Daniel Lions, at a perfect 3-0 to start the young season, will take on the Westside Rams, who have started at 0-2. William Quackenbush, Donnell Clark with you here for this one on a Friday night. Glad to have you with us for our Tri-County Tech High School Football Game of the Week, presented by Granger Nissan. It's time for our pregame warm-up. And Donnell, as we prepare for this one, it's interesting that, you know, so far this season, we've either had week zero, we've had a team that we didn't know much about in Pendleton. Yep. We've had two teams playing very well last week, BHP and Greenville. This is the first time we've had really two teams that are going in opposite directions to start the season.
Yeah, we have two teams, one on a winning streak and one that's not necessarily performing up to where they expect to be at in this Westside Ram team. So it's definitely going to be an interesting matchup here tonight.
And Daniel's offense, you look at it, I, of course, full disclosure, I graduated from here, so I've seen a lot of Daniel football over the years. This is explosive as I've ever seen this offense. And there were D1, Nuke Hopkins and people like that who came through here. Jalen Oglesby was another. And we've seen them put up points. I'm not sure we've seen them do what they did the last 2 weeks against Easley and Seneca, averaging 53 points a game and really just doing whatever they wanted up and down the field. I would argue this offense, at least through three games with a new coordinator, is as explosive as it's ever been.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot different. You know, the last couple years especially, they've kind of struggled on the offensive side, and their defense has had to do most of the heavy lifting for this Daniel team. But this year, scoring 50-plus points in the last two games, that's getting it done. That's something a lot different than we've seen from this Daniel offense.
We know Westside, and we talked to Scott Early about this a little bit earlier. They hang their hat on defense, but they still like to score.
Yes.
We know Jackson Williamson is now Miami, Ohio. They've had to replace him, but they've got some pieces that are just on the sidelines. And this is a team that's averaging only 10.5 points a game. So if you're just looking at what these two teams have scored, it looks like a wide disparity. How does Westside close that gap tonight in your mind?
You know, they've got to use the athletes that they have. They've played some pretty tough competition in these first couple weeks of the season, in which they're still going to face here tonight. But they've got to find a way to get some of the athletes that Westside has on the field. They got to find a way of getting them the ball in space and letting them do their thing after they catch the ball.
Going to be interesting. Really interesting to talk to the coaches of both teams. You know, it's kind of a more of a business-like approach at Daniel. More of a nose to the grindstone type deal. At Westside, it's a little bit different, isn't it? I mean, it's a little more loosey-goosey, and they really are not worried about the first 2 weeks. That, you know, Coach Early, you'll hear him say this in the pregame interview. He says, you know, whoever came up with the schedule is an idiot. They know that they challenge themselves.
Yes.
They know they don't have a full deck to play with right now. And so they're not that worried. They're going to let the process play out. I think it's so fascinating to see the two approaches from the two programs.
Yeah, I mean, you look at this Daniel team in the last couple of years, they've really struggled. So it was very